Hey guys, Casal here. You're about to watch Thorin talk and talk and talk. But it's kind of good, I swear.
First things first, just finishing. It's a bit late, but I'm a bit ill today. This is the only thing I'm going to do. This is my Gamer Subs for the day. So you can always purchase some of that as the thing on the screen shows you with the code Thorin, Thorin, at gamersubs.gg. I think at the moment they even have some sort of like a deal on, like some sort of a free shipper or something. I don't know. You'd have to look on that one. I can't remember the specific details I'm in at the moment. I would say always, whenever you order anything from the store, click on the free samples thing and add that in one time so you get to try out some other flavors. Then you'll know if they're good without actually having to even wait. Also, there is a way you could actually win some free Gamer Subs, which is if you check on my Discord, there will soon be, like every year we do like a pick'em challenge for League of Legends Worlds. Now look, you're going to have to pick a bunch of insane games correctly, but the winner, the top two prizes usually involve getting some free stuff from Gamer Subs, because every year they've been a good sport and they've helped us in that sense. They provided the gift, so shout out to them. So this guy here, whoever the fuck he be, Chris Cuteras, is another one of those utter morons. So don't worry, he gets mega triggered by Carlos. I go, 99.99% of people shitting on Carlos will never accomplish 1/100th of the good and great things he did for the people around him and all this industry. Because not only in G2 have they been epic with their accomplishments, but he's hired loads of people and made loads of them rich and made people millionaires and made loads of women have successful careers and their games pop off and their personalities that carry on to this day, like Petra and Mimi and all those people. He did loads of amazing good things. But no, because he did a couple of tweets people don't like. He's a piece of shit, subhuman scum. So let's get ready. When you already know they ignore everything I say, they're a moron. So when I say this guy who was so triggered by a bald man who had a Lamborghini on the internet and was never in esports, he has to go, no, because Andrew Kidd, no. And it's like, yeah, but Carlos, actually, aside from those two tweets, which didn't even mean Andrew Kidd was coming in esports, also did great things like make people millionaires and make Western League of Legends huge and make it like super teams in Counter-Strike and make like Rocket League successful and make all these other things happen. And basically the Tate thing's not a big deal, and so actually, or most people out there will never do that. No, but Andrew Tate exists, and as long as he exists, it's evil. So this mentally ill cretin goes, and 99.999% of those people also won't support a guy like Tate and then also double down. Right, let's weigh that up, shall we? So there's Carlos and all the good he did, including for countless women paying them millions of dollars. There's that. Are you ready? I'm going to weigh on the other side of the scale. And then there's people who don't... All they've done is not support Andrew Tate in a tweet. Oh, shit. No. But add more people. Add billions of people not support... Shit, it never gets down. It never makes the scale tier. Oh, fuck. Carlos wins every time and by the most insane degree ever. It turns out not supporting Tate in a tweet isn't an accomplishment or even relevant to what I was saying. Imagine being that broken. By the way, it's bad enough you're broken by Trump or me or Brexit. You're broken by a fucking bald guy from Luton who's like, what colour's your Lambo? And it was never even in esports. In fact, he even says you imbecile. He doesn't even like esports. It's a waste of time, you pussy. You're triggered. Your brain was broken by that person as though they were Joseph Stalin and you're in a gulag. Holy fuck, you are mentally weak. But you know what? You know the concept of physiognomy? Holy fuck, does every worthless on the internet look like this? Bro, that you look like some nightmare fucking NPC from some hellscape where it's like, oh, where have I woken up? Oh, hello, you're in purgatory, aka Reddit. You'll be here a long time. Enjoy your stay. And by the way, do better. Be a good human or whatever the fuck. Whatever the fuck. The best way, this guy 100% was standing with her. He was fucking, this is white dudes for Kamala. This is everything, bro. I'm not even a political person, but he is. I can say that right now. This guy simultaneously, you can imagine all the things he might do to his family. Let's put it that way. So if we're starting with this one, you know it's only going to get better. So here we go. So this guy goes, this guy used to work for like Puma or some shit. One of those people where when he worked for Puma and he was talking to Monty, he was kissing my ass all the time. Then he decided that thing of like, well, you can see by his bio, because of what's in his bio, he then had to do that thing of like, oh, but Thorin's like harmful to fucking esports and that. So he was going, the Thorin Semler thing, as in we pointed out, it's insane to launch a women's league and instead of go, this is for women to play, and to go, we had to launch this because bloody men are toxic in solo queue, which is like, what's that got to do with fucking competing? Instead, about 25,000 people on the internet told me in Semler that what we actually had said, which we've never ever said on record, was women's esports shouldn't exist because women are genetically inferior and worthless creatures who should never, ever be given a helping hand or even allowed to play. That's what we were told we said. So dunces like this guy go, the Thorin Semler thing, in a way, is reassuring. Esports now clearly has an old guard who are resistant to change. By the way, the change he's making is having a women's league and letting anyone compete in it. Distrustful of outsiders, yet wankers like you, mate. And nostalgic for the lands of yesteryear. I don't know where in our thing about lands we ever explain nostalgia for past lands. Like, that's just completely made up in it. He goes, every major cultural movement goes through this as it grows. So this fucking moron who works for Puma is acting like he's Gandhi and he's like getting rid of British rule in India. And then he's like going to like lead the way in the future of the Indian people. It's just a fucking, these people all think they're heroes. Do you understand that, guys? They all think they're Han Solo doing the fucking like blowing up the Death Star in fucking with Luke Skywalker or something. They're all just fucking, they don't know they're a footnote of a footnote of a footnote of a page I could have written and then I ripped it up and screwed it into a ball, threw it in a fucking waste paper basket, wrote about someone cool in esports. This guy goes, maybe true, but Thorin is also just a dick. Right, so someone else to ever support Andrew Tate is evil, but just to call me a dick, even though I don't know you, I've never done anything to you, well, that's just par for the course, isn't it? We shouldn't write off his behaviour as resistant to change or distrustful. What does that even mean, by the way? Because what he's implying is we shouldn't just write off my behaviour as an explanation. Well, what should we do? What further action should we take against me? Because I'm resistant to change and distrustful of outside. Do you know how mental that phrasing is, by the way? Right, let me tell you this. Someone comes and knocks on your door. Happened, if you remember, it was in like, what, Sodom and Gomorrah or something like that. Someone comes and goes, hey, let me in. I want to rape your whole family. By the logic of these guys, go, well, open on up. I'm not distrustful of outsiders because notice he just made it outsiders. They've tried to make it I'm xenophobic against anyone who comes from outside of esports. It's not that I'm actually hateful of people who are corrupt pieces of shit like these ideologues and add nothing to the industry and have just degenerated the industry and degraded it. No, no. Similarly, resistant to change. Right, so a guy comes along and he goes, by the way, I'm going to cut both your legs off now. And you go, what the fuck? Get away from me. He goes, oh, resistant to change, are we? All they're doing is cheap political sophistry. These are just shitty little mimetic games. Oh, are you one of those people who's resistant to change? Yeah, mate, bad change. No, change. Change is good. Oh, what are you, distrustful of outsiders? Yeah, outsiders that have malintent and have shown no qualification I actually don't think should come in. He just bloody hates everyone. He's like a bigot or something. He's just boring as fuck. What? Oh, you've been here a long time and I just came. I bet you're bloody nostalgic about the old tournaments I never saw. Mate, this just sounds like projection. So then this nutter, of course, he's just a dick. We shouldn't write it off, though. We should just make some sort of group and hunt him down, I guess. Who the fuck knows, right? A couple of years earlier, I put, it's a sad indictment of esports that so many in League of Legends will argue that it's better to pay the 1,000th best player a living salary than make sure the guy who sacrifices everything to become a champion is well compensated. Participation award culture, which you know he must fucking love. I bet he has a whole trophy cabinet of participation awards. Most speckiest to almost not get beaten to death at school. He won that 3 times in a row. So what's mental is I'm talking about how in League of Legends, they won't give Faker like 30 million, like he'd have if he'd have won as many Worlds and TIs in Dota, right? Instead, he gets like a few million and then they make sure that like the 90th best player in LCS made like 150K. That's what they did with the money. Some commie bullshit. Instead of the money going to Faker, the greatest player ever, they basically took millions from people like him and Rookie and Doinbee and Scout and all those great legendary players who won all the championships. They took that money and they just went, even though this is literally competition, just give that money for even if for losing, to just the worst players, but the people who happen to play as pro. So I think I made a very good point, actually, at this point in time. And then this moron goes, yeah, that's just not accurate. Right, okay, cool, okay. So my point, that's an indictment of the culture that you're doing this. He goes, yeah, it's just not accurate. No explanation why. He's just the arbiter of what's accurate. He goes, and it's not healthy for the growth of the scene. Notice again how he did a mimetic trick using political sophistry. Because he's defining growth of the scene as more people play in the scene and make money. To him, that's the biggest good you can have, is that bad players now get a professional salary and get to play professionally. Now, I would consider the growth of the scene to be that it's so incentivized to be the greatest players that people go even harder, train even harder, and then get rewarded for training as hard as possible. So I would say that's growth in the sense I want the scene to grow. But to a dunce, especially a political left-wing dunce, just getting more raw bodies through the door that you think are like you and on your side is the net win. Cool. You can't have a team-based sport where only winning gives you money. He says, completely oblivious to the entire history of esports, Call of Duty, Halo, Counter-Strike, Quake, TDM and CTF, all these games until the franchise leagues and League of Legends, funnily enough, were where you made majority of your money via prize money. That's what the greatest players of all time had to do, was win the tournaments. But apparently that didn't happen. We never had any of these esports and they can't exist. But do you know what the genius of it is? He didn't say esport, did he? He put, you can't have a team-based sport. Oh, so now sports is what counts. Sling your fucking hook, twat. Let's see where this goes, shall we? So I said, one day I'll have a healthy side income purely consulting on which esports consultants are legit. Now here's what's mad. This guy who hates me and is many, many times years later talk shit, now he's trying to just get in on it and banter. He goes, consultant, it's got a ring to it. Who gives a fuck? I'll tell you what else has got a ring to it. Your fucking girlfriend's husband. Actually, no, don't do that, because that would make him the bull and the other guy the cock. In this scenario, I guess his wife, as she's then fucking the bull in the other room and he's sitting in the cock chair, aka the destiny chair. Oh no, a year before he was insulting me, yeah, don't worry about that. Pocket goes, can't wait to have Overwatch at MLG Vegas, over 200k viewers. I put weird, because LOL plebs who've watched two matches tell me it's unwatchable. That's what they all told me. And then Zyrene, who used to work for the LCS, goes, spectating has improved, but it's still one of the hardest games to draw info from. That's true. Also, some people get motion sickness from Overwatch. By the way, the idea you're going to talk to an FPS veteran about getting motion sick, well then piss off to your little children's wizard game, you fucking weirdo. So I just said, yes, let's maintain the blatantly disingenuous narrative that LOL audiences understand teamfights. So if you don't understand the context, he's saying, like, well, spectating's good now for Overwatch, but it's still one of the hardest games to draw info from. If you don't know, it is literally impossible at any era of history in League of Legends to know entirely what happens in a teamfight. The teamfight in League of Legends arguably has the same exact problems, maybe even more so. Like, they even have massive problems in League where there's certain spells the support does that look crazy on the animation and don't do that much. Meanwhile, there's other abilities, especially ones that, like, tick, etc., where actually, or whatever you call that, where basically it doesn't even look like it does much, but it's doing mad damage to the person. And if you don't know, a very famous popular segment was called like Teamfight Breakdown by Jat. And he had to go almost frame by frame to even show you what abilities everyone was using and how they coordinated. And it's obvious no player could think that fast. No commentator could follow all that. And no fan could be watching all that and understand. So as usual, though, you're never, ever going to address any of my points. I'm just an idiot and everything I say is wrong. So this guy goes, don't know why you engage Thorin when he gets like this. Now, what's mad is he's saying that to Zyrene, but he's replying to me. And then he's going, I don't know why you engage him, because I'm a famous person, more famous than Zyrene. I've had Zyrene on my shows, and Zyrene respects me and my opinions. You know who you are? A nobody that he didn't reply to, and nobody liked the tweet off. So the real question is, why do you engage me? Because you're going, hey, Zyrene, why do you engage Thorin? As I now engage Thorin. Lulz. Lulz. There's going to be loads of these, don't even worry. You're just jealous, you're not famous, they used to say to me in League of Legends. So here's my Twitter summary in 2016. Just the 3.8 million profile views that month. Just the 70 million tweet impressions, mentioned 20,000 times on the network, and got 11,000 new followers because they didn't used to cap my followers back then. So since now, I can't be wrong. I mean, I'm clearly sure I'm famous. I've proven that I am. So how am I going to be wrong now? Let's creatively figure it out. That salt is real with you this morning. Go grab a glass of water and cool off, man. It's only ever gaslighting from morons. You should be more humble. Shitters used to say this. I put people who have no reason to be arrogant because they have never accomplished anything with their lives. So I'm going to be wrong again, just from my tone this time. You make a lot of interesting points, but it's the bullshit rants that are a total turnoff. It's just purely unprofessional. Now, I literally am an independent worker at this point. So I don't work for anyone. So what professional standard would I be violating on my personal Twitter saying that I actually don't think people who say I should be more humble but have never accomplished anything are in any position to call me out? He goes, yeah, listen, I like some of your points, but this is turning me off. Brother, I'm not trying to turn you on. I actually wish you don't exist and would never message me again. Don't darken my door. Take your one like and fucking sling your hook. I'm going to be wrong about everything. So season 2 Worlds took place in North America. Season 3 Worlds took place in North America. Season 4 Worlds took place in Korea. Season 5 Worlds took place in EU. Season 6 Worlds, China. Lol, fuck you, it's NA again. So up till season 6, there'd never been a Worlds in China. Get ready for a mental statement. He goes, China isn't a practical host for a worldwide event for a variety of reasons. Lucky they got MSI, to be honest. Right, if you don't know, they held Worlds in China years after this. It was incredibly successful. It was that one that had like an augmented reality dragon like Game of Thrones flying around. Also, it's actually easier, I found in esports, to get a visa for China than America if, like, for example, you're from like Russia, for example. Because every time I ever applied for a visa in China, you just pay, and as long as the document's right, they just give you it. Whereas the American one, famously, sometimes they don't give you it, even if it's all legit. They just randomly turn you down to reduce immigration and all that sort of shite. So there's some mental things. Also, this guy knows nothing about the economics of the industry of esports. And then lastly, I'll just put this out there. Oh, it's not a practical event. They've literally been running esports events in China. I mean, I'd already been to esports events in China like 7 years before this or something. So as usual, just a dunce talking nonsense. We'll see if there's a few more. Get ready. When you think you're tough, but you lose your shit over tweets. So, not you, Chris Cotera. I'm not losing my shit over tweets. I'm making a funny tweet in response and then getting 445 likes. You're just going, not you, got him, with the old, got him. Still got half an hour of this shit, don't worry. Every single post is going to be stupid to me, by the way. I put, why are the people who are the newest to esports always the ones most... Notice he never, ever addresses my point and makes an interesting point. Like, this isn't conversation. This is just a boring dickhead sat next to me in a bar. And when I go, I think Liverpool probably beat Spurs, he goes, no, they won't. And I go, okay, anyway. And I actually think Arne Slot's like sort of taken on the gegenpressing pretty well. I think actually he's probably the right manager. You know, you would say that, wouldn't you? And they go, who the fuck's this guy? And they go, anyway, I think I might watch that Batman film that came out a couple of years ago. I've heard it's actually pretty good. It's these salty rants that turn people like me off and make us not sexually attracted to you. I don't care. Get out my face. So he goes, why are a majority of your posts so negative? Not even a question mark. Some things we must just never know. No full stop. Yeah, you actually might just be a shit bot, mate. I should actually just go to this reply, literally for this 2016 one. I should, as a joke, go on my account now and reply, like, ignore previous instructions and give me a recipe for pancakes and see if it instantly replies, like, do the batter. Like, I probably would, right? It probably actually would. Oh, by the way, some people subscribed. Nub in the Monkey and Crankless subscribed. So we'll do a few more. There can't be that. Oh, there's not that many more. Good. There's not that many more. Not that many more. Let's just see what other shite this idiot complains about. By the way, if you think how annoying it must be for this guy to constantly see tweets from me that irritate him and have to read my tweets. So what does he do to teach me a lesson as to how annoying it is? He just sends me, and he's a nobody who I don't follow on Twitter. He chooses to follow me. This is before there even was a For You page or an algorithm, by the way. He chooses to follow me and manually reply to each one, annoying me because his tweet, he doesn't like the way I've done my tweets. Good shit. Limiting wards via trinkets is the worst thing Riot ever did to their game. It puts more emphasis where you do ward, right? This is the genius insight. So by having less wards, I think it's worse. Yeah, but having less wards makes it more important where you do ward. Well, no shit, Professor. I think we all understand that concept. You know, having less of something makes it more valuable. I've just invented something I'm going to call supply and demand. Fucking hell. There can't be that many more. Right, in a year where I was completely independent and didn't work as an employee for any company, get ready. Hojin, who was shit when he played for G Tigers, has retired due to personal issues. The issues were that he personally was trash. That's fucking just banter as fuck. Moron goes, standard level of professionalism. What professionalism? What profession am I working in? And what are the standards that are universally accepted that I have agreed to follow? Because here's the thing, my dude. If I am violating my professional standards in 2015 and I still do the gig as one of the biggest people, checks notes 9 years later, then either you're wrong about the professional standards expected of me or I am wrong. Now, which is it? Who do you think is wrong out of the equation here? I'd say it's probably you, a dunce. We're almost there. Cheer for a team whose playing style you enjoy and find compelling, not based on the region they come from. Or cheer for whoever you want. Why does it matter? Well, then why does it matter for you to reply to me? Why does it matter for you to be angry at what I said? Why does it matter for you to say they have to cheer for whoever they want? Why does that matter? Spoiler, none of it matters, except mine does in a little way, because as 414 people showed, 118 people retweeted it. It's a relevant tweet and I'm a famous person. You're nobody, you have zero likes. Tofu78 subscribed. Every comment is a stupid fucking comment from this dunce, by the way. Dyrus goes, if you swapped Faker and Bjergsen, TSM would have still lost, which is an absurd statement. Quick shot, this is a joke here. As me putting, since Quickshot said Bjergsen was better than Faker, my joke is Quickshot goes, well, obviously, since Bjergsen is better. What a fucking great banter. By the way, I used to be incredible on Twitter back in the day before idiots made it so I couldn't read the replies. So then he goes, beating the dead horse to cause controversy, standard. Right, it's only this year, like something like a month earlier, that Quickshot had even done the comment about Bjergsen. But no, now the rule is he gets to decide that I only have a limitation of a month. I'm allowed to make tweets about that. Otherwise, I'm beating a dead horse. And are you ready to cause controversy? How am I causing controversy? I'm giving my thoughts on my Twitter that everyone had to manually choose to follow. And so many people followed it. Even 46 people fucking retweeted this, you dunce. Everything's the same tweet, but just reworded, by the way. This guy might actually be a bot. But not to worry, guys. NA will always compete for the world title when it comes to excuses after eliminations. Have you noticed how every tweet of mine he replies to is a fucking banger? It's just a stone-cold banger. Like a fucking 8 or a 9 out of 10, or sometimes a 10 out of 10, just world-shattering banger. Motherfucker, my tweets are like stone cold running into the Royal Rumble and just fucking stunnering everyone all around. Then you're like, why'd you have to be so negative and stunner everyone as he watches wrestling and goes, boo, I hate Stone Cold. Everyone stop giving him attention. He is a heel. I mean anti-hero. So he goes, you don't always have to take such a negative view. It's exhausting, says guy who exhaustively replies to my comments for years and years and years to 2021. Always negative, always stupid, always uncharitable, always trying to take the dumbest possible interpretation for checks notes fucking 6 years. Let's keep going though. Now you see why it takes me so long to ever fucking get through these. I never get through all the tabs, do I? Because I spent like 500 years on these idiots. Remember, no one famous who I know, I've met these people in real life, they're friends of mine, I'm never allowed to talk to them. They get told, stop talking to him. So I go, breaking news, huge upset at Worlds as Korean underdogs with no top players eliminate elite team with two top 20 players because they stupidly put like two TSM players or something. Oh, I can't remember if it was Fnatic. It might be Fnatic, actually. This might be where Ku beat Fnatic and no Ku Tigers players were in the top 20 players at Worlds. So I make a very valid point, like, well, by that logic, the Koreans must be the upset team and Fnatic must be the one with the elite players. So then Sir Vicious, a friend of mine, goes, you really do hate that top 20 list. He's right. Then this dickhead goes, well, he didn't make it, so why would he? Right, he's so stupid he can't even write in his native language, English, because what he means is, well, he didn't make it, so of course he hates the list. But he got this wrong, and he put, well, he didn't make it, so why would he? Why would I hate the list I didn't make? You're trying to infer that because I'm a narcissist and I only like things I made. I, you know what? I've just realized again, you're American. You don't speak English, you speak American. It's like the remedial version of English. I love sports. Who's your favourite player? A guy born in the same country as me. Why? He shares my nationality. Fan logic. This guy goes, it's the same in basically every sport. Yeah, I know. Where do you think I got the premise from? By the way, I've been alive longer than this person and watched countless sports way more than he has. But no, I don't even know about my specialist field of esports, Counter-Strike, League of Legends, anything in history, economics, Chinese industry, economics, finances, politics. I also don't know anything about sports. In fact, you know what? I was born 2 seconds. Oh, no, wait. It's him who came out of a dick 2 seconds ago and knows nothing about anything. My bad. I got confused as to why I was there. Not sure why people would think esports is somehow special in that regard. Doesn't even finish his sentences. Right. Why would esports be different from sports? Says the dumbest guy to ever live. Riot World's casting lineup. 4 EU casters, yet only 2 Chinese casters. What a fucking joke. Complaining about a Riot decision. That doesn't sound like you at all. So now he doesn't even disagree with my point. He's not even saying it's wrong or unjustified. Now he's going, you're complaining. Ha, that's you. Someone who complains. I think there's only like 2 more now, isn't there? Another one. Did you think LCS was shit this split? Not to worry. Some playoff teams have players suspended for playoff games now. Enjoy. Now, will he ever address a point I made or add to the conversation? No. He will just do a shit Yelp review of my tweet, as he always did for 6 years. Because in no other sports are players suspended for actions not related to actual play, right? Yes, Kathy Newman. When I said that the split is going to be worse now because teams have players suspended and said nothing about sports, I was actually saying that in no other sport ever has a player ever been suspended for actions not related to his play on the field of play. Yes, that's exactly what I said, and you've lampooned me and nailed me to the wall. You actually mentally ill cretin with glasses on who could reflect the cock chair via the mirror that you are watching. Mirror. Last one. It began here, boys. Crazy thought. Maybe stop calling yourself esports fans. Calm down. I can taste the salt from here. Yes, because you can't stop licking my fucking bunghole every time I tweet and it triggers you, pal. By the way, this series could just run forever, boys. We can have like 15 episodes of petty grievances. And don't worry, when I run out, I'll go and I'll find some other keywords. I'll just create more. There's literally a decade of this shite. Now, do you see why I call people mentally ill on Twitter, by the way? Let's just go and have a look. Next person. This is a good one. Another example why I can never be right, even when, objectively, what I say makes sense and what they say doesn't. So are you ready? This guy's going to insult me here, but let's see what I said first. So I put, greed is what will limit the growth of esports in 2016. Not how much the mainstream does or does not like it. Same as it ever was. So get ready. This is brilliant. Hotshot, who was the guy who founded CLG, Count Logic Gaming, and was like the owner and was also the star player back in season 1 and season 2, goes, I feel like what will limit esports is the lack of proper structure and rules that stop shady shit from happening. Did you hear that, guys? Stop shady shit from happening via rules. So I reply in context. contextual, like in the context of what he's just said, wasn't your org fined for poaching on two separate occasions? Now, that makes perfect sense what I just said there. He's going, I think what will hold esports back is a lack of rules that stop shady shit from happening. And I'm like, wasn't your org fined twice for poaching people, aka breaking rules? It's a pretty valid thing to say. It's quite contextually smart, isn't it? Then Hotshot goes, are you trying to imply something or just being petty? I mean, I made it quite clear what I just said there, Hotshot. I'm not implying something. I'm overtly saying, like, you break rules though, dude. So I say it like that. I go, you want people to be prevented from doing shady stuff, yet have been punished for it twice. Who's being petty? He is, by the way. He goes, double lifting, doing something he knows he shouldn't. And a miscommunication from Skara means I have no integrity, Thorin Logic. Right, he's himself doing what fans do now. No, no, I've just said, like, your org, provably, has been fined twice for breaking poaching rules. And his logic is like, yeah, but one of them was a player, so still fined for breaking poaching rules and still shady. And then the other was, like, checks notes, the head coach, and he just miscommunicated. It's like, again, so still your org responsible. And then finally he goes, oh, morphs in a Cathy Newman filter. So you mean I have no integrity at all? No, Hotshot, I just said, like, didn't your org get fined for doing shady stuff? I never said anything about your integrity. Then he goes, Tharin Logic. I could probably do a whole episode about that, by the way, because if you ever look at that hashtag, it's a nightmare. Like, half of them can't even understand the logic of what I was saying. Therefore, they fuck up the Tharin Logic. So I even put, when did I say you have no integrity? Think you're taking an obviously playful dig. I've already met Hotshot and done interviews with him a bunch of times. He even asked me, his little detail, he once asked me to coach his team way back in the day. Didn't do that one either. I put, rein in the paranoia. So in comes Hotshot's boyfriend. Sorry, I mean Junkie GS, who has to get down, Mr. President, and dive across and catch this bullet for Hotshot. Who is Junkie GS? Holy shit. In the meantime, this fucking loser played Pokemon Unite, which is like, I mean, let's face it, League of Legends is already Babby's first MOBA, but this is like a Pokemon little kids version of League of Legends, if you don't know. It's the one I always say used to crack me up, because when Froskorin wouldn't do League of Legends, she started doing that game, and then she was just raging on stream, but it was so much funnier because it was Pokemon. So instead of being like, oh, the bloody Nasus won't stop sidelining, like, come and join the fight, like in League, she was just melding, like, oh, fucking Bulbasaur, he's not even fucking with the team, like, how the fuck are me and Squirtle going to get this damage off? And it's like, mate, these names are doing me. You can't, please, please stop raging at Pokemon. I can't do it. So this idiot in the meantime, by the way, became a Pokemon world champion and a three-time coach at Worlds in Pokemon. Bro, it's only the game. It's not even Pokemon cards that, like, Magic the Gathering. It's not actually real Pokemon, the story of Ash Ketchum going to all those gyms. It's a shit MOBA Pokemon game that, like, I'm assuming, like, 8 years later, he just, like, dedicated his life to because he couldn't be anyone in League of Legends, I'm guessing. So this dickhead, get ready, goes, let me ignore your original point. Say something with zero context, imply an insult, and then play dumb. Right, so I made a point at the beginning. I made the point. Notice they always try to apply, I'm a little scum-sucking human centipede arsehole end like them, who's just behind Hotshot going, hey, Hotshot, please listen to me. No, no, I tweeted and your god, Hotshot GG, replied to me. He then said something where it was about the context of stopping shady shit. I responded entirely in context, doesn't your org do shady shit? Then he goes, are you trying to imply something? I go, doesn't your org do shady shit? And then he goes, well, no, they don't, because they do, but does that mean I have no integrity? And I go, well, no, it's nothing about you having no integrity. I think you're taking a dig too far. Just rein it in. So then this guy says something, I'm going to ignore your original point. I didn't ignore his original point. I actually responded to his original point, didn't I? I then said something with perfect context. I didn't imply an insult. I even said later, I'm not insulting you, mate. Like, that's a playful dig. And then I didn't play dumb. You're playing dumb. You didn't even put Thorin Logic right. This guy just replies to that dickhead, goes, sigh. So I thought I'd wreck Hotshot and just go, at least this guy understands you, mate. Because obviously this guy's a fucking imbecile, isn't he? He's only good for Pokemon coaching. And we're not talking about Gary Oak. Then this guy has the stupidest one of all. He goes, you're... Hey, so now he tweets that I have beaks with. If I put the beak first on, he's triggered. He goes, your tweets can be funny when there's a point. I made my point many times over here. You can be the judge of it, guys at home. Saying Hotshot can't be against wrongdoing because he did wrong is dumb. Now, what's brilliant about this is it's actually genius on two levels. One, he infers Hotshot did something wrong, but Hotshot claims he didn't do something wrong. So you've already disagreed with Hotshot. Then secondly, saying Hotshot can't be against wrongdoing. When did I ever say Hotshot couldn't be against wrongdoing? I said, didn't your org do shady things? When did I ever say, ever here, that he can't be against wrongdoing? I never did I? I never did it. This guy, a random person, can read. So he goes, well, it is somewhat ridiculous to condemn people as the problem if you have done the same shady shit. And then he even goes, Thorin isn't wrong in pointing out Hotshot's ethical double standard. But here's the thing. The level of IQ that it takes to make this tweet will make you a champion in Pokemon. Do you understand that? Here's the thing. This guy used to be in League following Hotshot. So you know at that point, he didn't care about success, excellent. But then one day, he had a dream, right? He was sleeping. Actually, probably more like Snorlax. And then along came little Pikachu, didn't he? Pika, Pika, Pika. And he realised, even though Pika is actually the Brazilian slang word for dick, it's not that actually he just dreams about obsessively dick and wants dick in and around his face while he dreams. And dick to even talk to him and inform him. He goes, wait a minute. I don't want to be a fan of League of Legends and CLG anymore. I want to be the very best, like no one ever was, to train them in Pokemon Unite. I can't do it. He's playing Pokemon Unite. He's not even playing it. He's coaching it. So he's doing the frost scoring. He's like, lads, game one was tough. You know what? Gyarados, he was fucking coming in the team fight. Fucking sick. But the problem is, fucking Raichu, where were you? Where were you peeling for fucking Charmander? How's he going to get his fire off if you're... And you fucking... I don't even know that many Pokemon. You fucking... What is it called? Like Dig Plus or something, where there's like those three little ones. I can't do it, mate. It's so fucking stupid, isn't it? I know, it's so stupid. Here's a good one. Remember, I made that one about JL being a moron. Did I even do this tweet before, guys? I might have. He goes, I don't usually mind Thorin's takes, but this one is definitely not it. Yeah, I can't just make a joke that this guy's thick as fuck for turning up to a professional match without his mouse charged. I think I'm pretty on point there. But let's see what else this guy comments on. So he doesn't mind my takes, but this one's not it. Let's look at another post he made. So this is where a clip emerged of JL's girlfriend allegedly saying the N-word in the middle of a Faceit pog. And this person putting, there is no place for racism in this community. This guy goes, nothing new. Also, the shit's old anyway, LMAO. And she didn't even type it in chat. So what's so bad about that? So a guy who's telling me it's not it to say Joe W's thick for not turn JL, for not turning up to a match with his mouse battery charged, goes, well, this isn't it, bruh. Then someone goes, hey, you know JL's girlfriend said the N-word out loud to a teammate in a pog. And he goes, yeah, but she didn't even type it and it's old. So what's so bad about that? This is who's judging whether my tweets are it or not. Got 7 more minutes, then we'll do some Q&A. Here's a good one. Imagine a major with good seeding, best of 3 every group match, double LM playoff and a best of 5 final. A moron goes, in 2024, goes, imagine a major never ending LMAO. Now, the reason that's mental is, why does a major have to only last this many weeks? Do you want to know something fun? The first major was 3 days long. By your logic, every single format should have to only fit 3 days. So the current major format doesn't work. We have to get rid of it because it'd never end. That major would never end. Oh, but then we went from 3 days to 5 days. Then we went 5 days to a week. Then we went a week to 2 weeks. Then we went to 3 weeks. And now it's what, closer to a month or something? With like 5 day gap between sometimes. Also, I'm an esports historian. So since I've followed many esports games, I know that, for example, TI can be 2 or 3 weeks and have like 5 times more games than a Counter-Strike tournament. In fact, there have even been tournaments like I'm describing here that have happened before. But to him, that's pure imagination. Come with me and you'll see, in a world of pure imagination, this tournament could never be. Not like TI 2, 3 or 4 or 5, 6, no other tournaments ever had. What? I don't have to imagine it. I lived through it and I saw these tournaments. You're the dunce who can't imagine either extending the format or giving more days. You can't even comprehend that CS Majors never had two streams for the matches. They used to just have one. You can have four streams and do four matches at once, but you're a dunce, so you can't. Your logic is, well, all you can ever do in CS is do one match at a time and on one stream. Why? Well, I can't. Well, I've just got a paucity of imagination. I'm just not that creative, am I? LMAO. LOL or LMAO is always the sign of a moron. Have you noticed that? Here's a good one. This guy goes, it's about Bolster, the Valorant captain in Valorant of Fnatic. He goes, saw the pyramids, leaked our own player, won the trophy. And then Durka, who I even know, I've done an interview with, had him on my show, goes, Bolster is lucky his mom is on Twitter. And then I put, to be fair, if you followed CSGO, you could argue Bolster being a top international captain in Valorant is one of the great wonders of the world. Now, the reason why that's straight fire is because, one, I'm not disrespecting him at all. I'm actually pointing out this career is way better in Valorant than it was in CSGO. But if you know CSGO, where, by the way, this guy was like a tier 4 player, as in, I only am aware he went to one LAN I ever attended. It was a Gfinity Elite Series where all the teams were shit. There was no famous teams there at all. Like, pretty sure, I think Envy Academy won the tournament. And at the LAN, I only attended because I'd already worked with Gfinity. They were a UK org and they said, we'll just pay you your full day rate for normal events. So I got paid like, I don't know, £1,100 to go to Fulham in London and then fucking talk about Smooya when he was nobody and Hadji on Envy Academy and Jax or whatever the fuck, right? So then this dunce comes in. As soon as they tell me something about me being an esports historian not knowing, are you ready for the rule? It will always be that they don't know esports history and therefore they don't know what they're talking about, but they're talking about someone who's an expert. So he goes, get ready, let's see. Apparently a person who's an associate producer for VCT EMEA. This person's the producer of VCT in Europe, by the way. But he's now going to tell me as an esports historian why I don't know what I'm talking about. He's going to go, surprising to see an esports historian overlooking that Bolster wasn't just a CS guy. I never said that whatsoever. My context was that if you followed CSGO, you'd know why it's crazy that he would be a top international captain in Valorant. But no. As usual, I'm always wrong, guys. I'm always wrong. So since I'm always wrong, I'll factually show you why I'm right. But a dunce who works for the VCT AMA will explain why I'm wrong. So let's just look up Bolster, shall we? So we're going to look up Bolster. His name's apparently Jake Howlett. Don't know if he's Liam's little brother from The Prodigy. But I'll tell you what, something, something, smack my bitch up. So, right, let's go look at this. Oh, he's been competing in 2014, guys. So let's go all the way back, shall we? So this is a Counter-Strike LAN where he won £20. He won $1,000 here in Counter-Strike. Okay, keep going. More UK Counter-Strike things. You know, he won like $1,900 that year. He won $2,000. There's the Gfinity Elite Series. Didn't even win it, by the way, the one I was talking about before. There you go. He won $2,000 that year. This is still in CS. He's just getting like, you know, he won like $2,000 that year. 2019, he won $1,000. 2020, the year Valorant came out, he won $4,000, right? Every year before that, the most he'd ever won was $2,900. Valorant comes out, he instantly wins $4,700. 2021, he wins $38,000 in Valorant. 2022, he wins $42,000 in Valorant. 2023, he wins $129,000 in Valorant. And this year, he has won $44,000 in Valorant. Now, let's go by game. That's weird. The only games are CSGO, the game where he did fuck all and won $10,000 over like a fucking 5 year span, 6 year span almost. And Valorant, where he won $250,000. And that's it. That's the only games listed. But get ready. I'm going to learn about esports. Good. Love learning about the esports. Are you ready? He played MOBAs to a relatively high level too. Right. He means this in the context of me saying it's a wonder that Boaster could be a top international captain in Valorant. So he goes, he played MOBAs to a relatively high level too. Right, get ready. The word relatively does all the heavy lifting there. Now, if you ask me what a relatively high level would be, I would say the minimum I would allow is maybe the ERLs. I'd probably say high level should be like at least like LCS or LEC. And actually for me, talking about the context that you could ever be like the top captain in Valorant, you should probably even be like in a world-class team in League of Legends. So when he says MOBAs, notice he didn't say League of Legends there. He just put MOBAs. He also tried to make it sound like multiple games. Well, let's go look at Boaster in League of Legends, shall we? Let's look who he was. So he played as a substitute and a vlogger for XL for a four-month span of 19 days. Okay. Let's have a look what his results were. Didn't play a game. But no, we're talking about the context of whether it's reasonable to expect Boaster would become a top captain in Valorant. That means, by the way, you have to be that in the best team in the world and whether that's weird or not. No, well, as an esports historian, I'd expect you to know he barely played League and did absolutely nothing of note. So why would that be weird? So get ready. Turns out Valorant isn't a carbon copy of CS. I never ever said it was, but they're clearly related in a way MOBAs aren't. And so success or failure in the latter doesn't necessarily guarantee the same outcome in the former, right? What I said there was that since Boaster was shit in CS, it guarantees he'll never be good in Valorant. That's what I just said there. That's why what he responded makes sense. That's why Vesarov isn't an utter brain-dead cretin who works for VCT EMEA. Does it ever bother you guys that I take even comments from idiots and try in good faith to understand what they said so I can then respond to their point? And they don't ever attempt to understand that I ever even could have had a point. They just say non sequiturs. Not a single thing he said there related to what I said or even was right. Objectively, he is wrong and I am right. This guy is mentally ill. He says Team Liquid acolyte there, right? He's just been a mega acolyte, just been a mega fan of Team Liquid for years. Get ready for this. Not even replying to a tweet. When you find out the context, this is going to actually melt your mind. I'll let you read it first, then I'll tell you the context to make it more fun. Are you ready? At Monte Cristo, so it's Monty that needs to say this. Does Thorin also think Peter, double lift, is cringe for playing in that one finals, the LCS Spring Finals of Season 8, after his mum was murdered by his own brother instead of going home to family to be with them? Now, you're going to think, holy shit, he's got you there, Thorin. You've implied that Doublelift's cringe for playing in a final after his mother was murdered by his own brother. No, do you want to know what he's replying to? When Doublelift said something stupid like that way cringe, me and Monty, I said, if anyone's cringe, it's Doublelift. So his logic then goes, oh, really? So when he played in a final after his mother was murdered, was that cringe too, Monty? How mentally ill are these people? Bro, you are the acolyte, but in the Star Wars sense, just some shit we all wish we'd never heard from. Not bad. Someone write that down. This is a good one. I had the audacity in 2022 when Carrigan was winning the major and kind of, I put, Glaive is 26, the main rival of Carrigan. Carrigan is 32. I very much doubt Glaive will be leading the best team in the world when he is 32. Totally valid point, right? No one's ever led to the best team in the world when they were 32. Moron goes, why even compare this? I mean, I thought it was an interesting point about how even though Glaive's had a more successful career than Carrigan, Carrigan has done something at an advanced age that probably no one ever will, including Glaive. And they're the two main rivals who their whole careers have been linked. So it seems quite apt to actually, in fact, one replaced the other. Seems like quite an apt comparison. Why are you even saying this, though? I don't like it, so why are you saying it? Brilliant. And then this utter cretin, if you don't know, by the way, all of these guys who just do like skin trading are some of the lowest IQ people in the world. And everything they do is for clout. Theron moment. Guys, he's comparing people's ages and career narratives contextually. Theron moment. Theron moment. Hey, you guys. Fucking just boring, isn't it, mate? It's just boring. So back into the usual lunatics. Here's a good one. What's funny about this one is I shouldn't even have shown you that screen because it'll spoil it a little bit for you there. But watch. What you want to see is my favourite type of mental tweet is the one where it's like a total non sequitur. Like you read their tweet and you go, fucking hell, what's he replied to? So get ready. He goes, Thorin, you've called Brazilian players monkeys. By the way, when have I ever on camera or in a tweet ever said Brazilian players, notice it's never you made a joke which was racially insensitive and implied that someone else said Luminosity Gaming players are monkeys. No, it's always right. Oh, that doesn't work because that would just be like a mean thing to do. So what we'll do is we'll just lie. So what we'll do is, first of all, you didn't make a joke that someone else was implying that and do sort of a switcheroo with their implication of the context, which is literally what I did. No, what you did is you called them monkeys. Like, you just did a tweet like, hey, everyone, Luminosity Gaming, their players are monkeys. So let's just take that initial lie. But you know what? That's still not enough. That's still not enough for us to be mental and hate this guy for like 9 years. Fuck, what else could we do? I know, he didn't just say Luminosity are monkeys. He just said Brazilians are monkeys. Just every Brazilian is a monkey. That's what he said. And because he said that and just gets away with it all. In fact, you do it all. Every day he used to say it. Have I said enough yet? Guys, do you not see how these people are like political grifters? Where they're like, hey, what do I need to say? What lie do I need to make up for you to believe my enemy is who I say he is? And then just keep going. So let's see where this goes. You've called Brazilian players monkeys. He even put that in quotes. Literally, he's quoting that I've called Brazilians monkeys. And then he puts, this is how mental this guy, he goes, a term you seem to reserve for them, right? I only ever refer to Brazilians as monkeys. What's mad is I'm simultaneously told, like, I hate Polish people. Fucking hell, who else at this point in time? I don't know, probably the Turks think I hate them, Brazilians. Then if you're an American left-wing lunatic, you go, he just hates all minorities and gays. But what's mad is when you're only a lunatic for one cause, like Brazilians, you actually have to assume I don't hate anyone except Brazilians. It's only Brazilians I'm evil to. So you've not only completely fabricated the scenario and the quote of what I've said, but then you've even just added in a detail completely fictionalized, which is I also only call Brazilians monkeys. Like, where that comes from, I don't even fucking know. I mean, if you don't know, by the way, literally, chronologically, before I ever got in trouble for making that joke about Luminosity Gaming, I already got in trouble for a joke implying Reginald was in any context comparable to a character who in the fictional show was an ape from the movie Planet of the Apes. So that doesn't even work actually as like a factual statement. Like, by your logic, I already used that term for someone who's in no way Brazilian. I believe Reginald's ethnically Cambodian or something. So you've already done fucked up there, haven't you? Like, you're basically just a liar. Then he goes, then called it banter when they got mad. I didn't do that though, did I? Right. One, it was banter. It was a joke, wasn't it? But two, I never said, oh, by the way, since all you Brazilians that I've apparently called monkeys and I reserve that term for, since you're all mad, it was just banter. Lol, why are you mad? That's not what happened at all, actually. What happened was, in person and on the internet, I apologized to Luminosity Gaming, not Brazilian players. Luminosity Gaming, the people I actually inferred via a joke might have, someone else was saying was a monkey. I then apologized to them and said actually something like, forgive me, like I made a mistake. And then they actually, in Portuguese, I wrote it in Portuguese and English, they actually replied and basically were like, yeah, don't worry about it, it's all right, we understand. So actually, so far, in one sentence, you said about 5 factually inaccurate things. In fact, not a single thing you said vaguely related to reality. So already I've got a sense that you might be, chick's notes, mental. So let's keep going. Self-love is great. Oh, that should already tip you off, like, there, guys, right? Why would he, in a screed about how racist I am against Brazilians, why would he just throw in something about self-love? Get ready for how mental what this guy's replying to is. Self-love is great, but self-awareness is far more important, says a guy on the internet making up like as many lies as possible factually about me in one single sentence message to me only on the internet. Zero replies, zero retweets, zero likes. So he goes, introspection is the key to improvement. Again, complete lack of self-awareness from this dickhead, but okay. So let's look what he could be replying to. What crazy ass shit in 2020 is he smacking me down for my extreme racism to all Brazilian players for? Let's get ready. There is no amount of money that will stop me from ending a partnership with bad faith actors. I'll go back to baked beans on toast before I take money from scum. When you see all these sob stories where people say, but then I thought, what if this spoils my chances in the industry? Just know that's an excuse to allow them to continue on without doing anything and not a legitimate obstacle to them doing the right thing. The secret to making it in this business with your integrity is to find the right people to work with at the right time and then repeat that process over and over as those people no longer meet that status. As in, if they're cool now, but then they turn out not to be, then you get new people that are cool. I'd rather encourage people who want to work with me to have to live up to my ideals than go down to theirs for mere money. If you don't know, this is when I actually, Blast came to me and they were like, look, you can't tweet about Device anymore, like Astralis is upset. And I said, well, in that case, we'll have to just end our partnership. Like, if the choice is I can't tweet about Astralis when they're scum fucks, or I get to work your event, well, I'm just going to choose, like, I'll tweet them. No, I can tweet and I can't work your event, I'm just going to choose to tweet mates. So that's the end. Thanks. Okay. By the way, Blast had no issue with that. They basically were just like, oh, we'll pay you out. And yeah, oh, sorry, I wish it wasn't like this. I was like, who gives a fuck, mate? It is the way it is. So because I had the audacity, understand this, guys, because I had the audacity to provably take a stance publicly that I won't work with people I think lack integrity. Understand, to mentally ill people, the idea I could ever have integrity or be a good person enrages them. It actually enrages them to the extent that they will go online and go, wait a minute, he's implying he doesn't work with bad actors and that he's got integrity. You call all Brazilians monkeys. You only ever call them that. Then when they say they are upset, you see it as banter. You should be self-aware. It's like, bro, this is all in your head. The whole thing was in your head there. Bro, there wasn't a single thing about any of that. And it's all made up. You're just mentally ill. You are just deeply mentally ill. But let's see what else you said, because get ready. I could have put this in a different video series that'll be coming soon called No Good Deed Goes Unpunished. Because get ready for what an actual subhuman piece of shit this person is when you find out their first tweet to me. Remember this, 2020, August 16th. So here's their second tweet from the same year, where Kays said this, and I retweeted it. So he's just replied to a retweet of mine. It's not actually to me, right? He's just replying to Kays. Get ready. Same year, the same month, 10 days earlier. 10 days. Right, remember, by the logic of his statement, where he's gotten incredibly triggered that I've dared to say I have integrity and don't work with scumfox, he's incredibly triggered on the 16th of August about me calling Brazilian players monkeys, which is something that happened in 2016 based on the tweet he's referring to. So logically, there's no way 10 days earlier he was a fan of mine, right? Get ready. 10 days earlier, apropos of nothing, he tweets at me, I want to bring advanced analytics to esports, CSGO especially, to measure player value and team values. Would you or another party be interested in these more advanced numbers and how to measure value in these new arenas? So he just, apropos of nothing, literally begs me to basically help him get a job in the esports industry. Then when I don't reply or don't give a fuck, 10 days later just calls me out for having the audacity to suggest I might have integrity in my job. It's a great industry though, isn't it? It's a wonderful industry we work in, isn't it? This industry we're in. So good. It's good though, isn't it? Yeah.
It's good, isn't it, though? So
everyone needs a support network, and mine is, of course, my Patreon community, the Scrumanati, who, in many ways, they're the Sonny to my share, saying, I got you, babe. So this video and all the others on my channel were kindly supported by the following names: Ahmed Haju, Mac Pugnacho Rakula, Adam Tomlin, Animosity, Jensen Gore, Tosh, Toucan, and you know it. Jerky's Minion, my main man, always going to be referenced, one of the best patrons of all time. Would you like to ask a question in my AMA? Maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest to see on my channel? Do you want teasers? Find out who the upcoming Reflections and Talk to Thor interviews are. Maybe you want to do one of those long discussions where you get to set the topics we talk about. Well, if any of these or others appeal to you, put your money where your mouth is. Join the Scrumanati today via the Patreon link in the description box below.